Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberdi. No sooner than I write an article or do a newscast mentioning man's propensity to kill and maim each other in an attempt to alter somebody's grand world view, another escalation in the Middle East region makes the news and the market tank once more. I have to admit, although the Dow and its related markets have come off their April 2025 lows, and the overall markets have a general upward trajectory of late, it seems yet another fecal bag hits the proverbial fan blades and down we go again. Although inflation has been the main issue with the markets in the past few years, and the Federal Reserve's interest rate crusade to try and harness it is making investors continually nervous, the death and destruction that is the Middle East is just another in a long line of horrendous and violent acts perpetrated by man against his fellow man. Israel struck out against Iran again last week, and tensions are escalating in both the markets and the inhabitants of the region. The price of oil is rising as the region is one of the main sources of the black stuff, although any hiccup in an oil supply line, wherever or whenever it is, causes such price spikes in oil, of course. The price of oil is very elastic, which means it can move very rapidly under the winds of supply and demand. The newest round of attacks coincidentally coincides with the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army parade in Washington a few weeks ago, which reminded me of the Chinese military parades where soldiers march in astonishing precision, and lines of tanks and missiles go around the block 10 times to supposedly scare off any would-be invaders. When I see all that gray and green ugly hardware, I think of all the money spent on that stuff and sadly realize most of it is only there to kill people. I know such weaponry can be considered insurance against other aggressors who might want our land and liberty and resources, but it certainly is a sobering fact that we find it necessary that in order to stay alive, we must threaten to kill others. Like I said last week, mankind apparently loves to kill and maim his fellow man. It must be so, as it has been going on since the beginning. I keep thinking about John Lennon's line in his song Imagine, where it goes, "Imagine no possessions, nothing to kill or die for." Of course, in a world of no possessions, it's called something like socialism or communism or what have you, and only fools wish for such things. We know from history you go down that route and the protest signs eventually come out and soon are followed by more weaponry on both sides. Of course, as detailed in last week's newscast, this too, whatever it is, will pass and life will go on, God willing. The sad part is life won't go on for all of us. They will get caught up in the melee and the weaponry, get run over or shot or hit in the head, and pass on into history. For now, however, we can pray things settle down over there and calmer heads will prevail. Meanwhile, the Air India crash of yet another Boeing airliner snuffed out about 300 people in the air and on the ground, proving that it's not only weaponry that is capable of reducing the population of the planet. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner couldn't seem to get off the ground by much and belly flopped soon after takeoff. All but one guy on the plane met their maker. The crash also took some lives of the unfortunates on the ground below. Our hearts and prayers go out to the families of the victims, of course. And that's it for today's newscast. And remember, the opinions here are my opinions only and not meant as investment advice and may not represent the opinions of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors back in 1979. I'm a registered financial advisor and own an insurance agency with California Insurance License, OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberdi. Wasn't the right. Definitely not right. Like, he was cruising for bruising.